first, I thought we would talk about women's college volleyball, because at the lower levels in NAIA, you're saying, it's Marge, George's old swim coach.
Not my swim coach, never swam for anybody named Marge.
It's George's high school swim coach, Marge Shemdidla.
I didn't swim in high school.
And George broke my heart and broke my body, too, by doing stuff God didn't intend to be done. But let's move on after that ambiguity. I got to tell you, for those that don't know, George was an incredible swimmer.
Not that great.
He was such a talented athlete.
We've heard.
Not that great.
He was my little merman. Oh, my goodness. His upper body looked like a flared cobra. It did. And his swim trunks. Oh, my God. They looked like he had a tweaked out marmoset stuff down there.
You should not have
got a bingo early in the
been looking down there.
Yeah, and the marmoset was fighting to get out at all times.
Oh, my gosh.
And the dominance of the swimming prowess. Oh, my goodness, lordy, lordy. George would swim so violently and forcefully, it would make me wet.
Marge.
Seriously soaked. So much water displaced from the pool.
Oh,
I would have
gotcha.
To change my clothes Holy, afterwards. Gotcha. Especially my underwear. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
You did, watching you swim, George. That was the first time I really felt like a woman.
I seriously doubt that. Number one, I didn't swim in high school.
Here.
And I didn't swim around here competitively.
I still get a thrill when I think back to George and his little swimmers.
Swimmers?
Little friends that you had.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My friends.
Oh, right.
But when you decided to quit the team and start the ticket, it was all over.
Her timeline is so messed
up. Happy birthday to you, by the way. 30 years.
Yeah, how about that,
That's something
Marge?
To be proud of. 30 years of you not bet. Having to battle the elements down by the Trinity because your star swimmer didn't quit right before you were going to hit the big time. 30 years. That sounds great that you're having
that. I don't remember that storyline at all.
I mean, it's all funny now, but, you know, remember when we tried out for the Olympics and were accepted, but you quit right before our team failed miserably without you, I was never able to get another coaching job or any gainful employment, and I lost my half duplex in Corolla in the same year, had been living on handouts and canned beans for the past forever. Remember that? Good times.
I don't remember that.
We go way back.
No, we don't. I have nothing to do with your misfortune.
Hey, George, what's it like to have such good luck after leaving someone in the lurch? Has that been pretty fun? Fun little deal for you?
Well, the ticket's been fun, but I didn't leave you in the
lurch. What's it like, George, not having pressure sores over every part of your body? Has that been a fun radio experience?
Look, I'm sorry, but my life, I think, is pretty unrelated to yours.
I bet you and your non-George are wondering, why the full traction in a hospital bed, Marge?
I wasn't going to bring it up.
It did cross my mind.
Funny story.
Funny?
I was trying to get across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge because I thought I spotted a raccoon I could strangle for dinner. And the chair lost its charge halfway across.
Again.
So I'm sitting there in a dead chair. And that's when I notice a Ford F-150 barreling down on me at 70 miles per hour. The driver sees me, but rather than steering to avoid me, he points the truck right at my chair and hits me full on, sending me 50 feet up into the air before I landed on the roadway right beside the chair.
That's awful.
That is terrible.
And as I watched the retreating truck, the only thing I could notice was the bird dog sticker and the personalized plate reading job.
Okay.
George!
I don't have personalized plates. I'm somebody else.
That's okay, George. It's totally fine. I don't hold the attempted murder against you. It was probably just one of your wacky radio jokes. I know how you guys things.
Yeah. Just a bit. Yeah.
Quick question. Can I live in your pool equipment shed? It looks like it might be slightly heated.
No. Well, I don't have
George,
one of those.
George, say yes.
Please, George, help me out.
Given the frozen temperature damage that I've received. But no.
That way I can
I
at least watch you and your wife live out the life that I never had through the diorama that is your back window.
Don't say that like that.
Give her at least that.
Why is it up to me? I've never even seen this woman until a couple of years ago.
I've got to go, George, but hopefully I'll be at the 30th birthday party tomorrow night. Yeah. If I'm going to get there, I better leave now, because it takes a while to belly crawl there.
Oh, gosh. Marge, bye. That is sad.